Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
My parents got together in the late 70s.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Here
we go.
Good evening and welcome to Wow Inspiration Radio, where we seek to empower and inspire women to live their best lives and to reach back and bring a young sister with you. Today is Wednesday, April the 22nd, 2015, and you are tuned in to Wow Inspiration. We are so glad you took time out of your schedule to join us, and might I add, that today you are truly in for a special treat. I am your host, Harriet Gibbs. I'm the president and founder of Harriet Gibbs Inspires, where I assist parents through the maze of special education. I'm an educator, author, and entrepreneur. Today's topic is, have you checked your GPS lately? So you got to stay tuned so you can find out more about what GPS stands for. So I'm excited today to have on the show the beautiful and the talented Miss Kimberly Coles, and many of you may know her from her incredible work on Living Single. So before I go any further, I would just like to tell you a bit about Miss Kim Coles. It is my pleasure to present to you actress, comedian, author, playwright, and TV personality, Kim Coles is a truly Renaissance woman. Best known for her zany characters and outrageous sense of humor, Kim Coles began her journey to Hollywood when she was announced the runner-up in the Big Beautiful Women pageant in Atlantic City, New Jersey. She rode her beauty pageant success into a plus-size modeling career and began performing as a stand-up comedian, which ultimately turned into a showbiz career that has continued to skyrocket. She's best known for her five-season turn as the unforgettable Sinclair on Fox's groundbreaking comedy series, Living Single. Woo, woo, woo! Kim Coles has starred in numerous hit television programs, including Frasier, 6 Feet Under, In Living Color, One on One, and the uproarious TBS comedy series, 10 Items or Less. She was the co-host of the nationally syndicated daytime talk show, In the Loop, with iVillage, and has been a guest co-host for various shows, including The View, The Talk, and Good Day Live. She was the host of BET's My Black is Beautiful, a show that was part of a national initiative sponsored by Procter & Gamble celebrating the diverse and collective beauty of African-American women. Also known to reality audiences, Kim Coles has also appeared on The Mole and VH1's Celebrity Fit Club. Kim later added game show hosts to her extensive resume with BET's groundbreaking show, Pay It Off. becoming the first African-American woman to host a primetime game show. She added a game show host to her resume once again last year as the co-host of Are You Normal, America? On the Oprah Winfrey Network. A well-known comedian, Kim Coles continues to bring her fresh take on love, life, and laughter to comedy club stages across the nation. She has co-written and starred in her own award-winning play, Homework, a one-woman stage show about the lives of three best friends who progress from elementary school to womanhood. Her newest solo piece called Oh, But Wait, There's More, which chronicles the ebb and flow of her Hollywood life. She has been touring all over the country and was called A Riotous and Fresh by Backstage.com. And she recently broke records on Bounce TV with her top-rated hour-long comedy special called Off the Chain. Kim Coles is also an author who wrote two best-selling books, I Am Free, But It Will Cost You, The Single Life, According to Kim Coles, and The Gratitude Journal. Kim added speaker to her resume and had been taking the same guiding spirit and empowering people, combining comedy and inspiration, a transformational program called GIFTS, designed to inspire you to discover your own true gifts so you may share them with the world. You can find more information at www.openthegifts.com. Kim's latest venture is an online workshop and community called GPS, which stands for Gratitude, Passion, and Success, the Divine Gift of the Journey, which she co-leads with her fiancé, holistic health expert, Reggie McIver. Check out www.kimcolesgps.com for more information. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to present to you Ms. Kim Coles.
Well, hello, Ms. Harriet. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you for being here. I'm so excited to have you here with me today.
Thank you for having me.
So now, Kim, you are a successful actress and a comedian, and now you want to work with women to help them get in tune with their unique GPS. So just tell us a little bit about how this program came about.
Yes, well, you know, and I do want to double back and laugh at some of the things on my bio before we're done. So the whole GPS project got started. Late last year, I started doing let me go back. I started out as a stand-up comedian, right? And the holy grail for a comedian is to do one of two things, to get your own sitcom or to have your own special, like HBO, Showtime, Comedy Central, one of those things. And the way my career happened, I happened to go the route where I started doing shows. I booked In Living Color. I did the first season of that show. And then I moved on to Living Single, which a lot of people don't know, but was created around me and Queen Latifah. I did not have to audition for that show, which is a delight because there's a billion girls who could have done that also, and it was my job to have. So wonderful things have happened. But the one thing I didn't get was my own comedy special. And I always wanted one and sort of stand-up. I started working a lot, and it was harder to do stand-up on the road because I was on a show and blah, blah, blah. But last year, I was given my own stand-up special, an hour. And I knew that in order to do this, it's not just about going up and making people laugh. It's a real science and a real it's work, and work that's delightful, but it's definitely work because this is something that's going to be filmed and shown for the rest of time. And so I got really prepared, and that is not what I'm used to doing. I sort of, I'm one of these people that the way I work is I get in the trenches and I just dig and I get up every once in a while and just sort of see if I'm going in the general direction that seems right. Then I go back down and dig some more. Then I stand up again and I look and I go, am I still okay? So I work and I get things done, but it's not the most efficient way. I look back on this special that has now been shot. It aired on Bounce TV, and I'm so proud of it because, Harriet, I was very focused. I began with the end in mind. I was very clear about how I wanted to feel when I walked out on stage. I was very clear about how I wanted the audience to feel. And I prepared. I did a lot of work. And I really, in essence, put a GPS system on. And I use the analogy of GPS because you know how you have a GPS system in your car or on your phone? You tell it where you want it to go, and it gets you there by giving you turn-by-turn directions. So first you turn left here, then you turn right there, then you drive 4 miles, then you go left there. It's very specific. And although there's sometimes more than one way to get somewhere, if you put that GPS system on, it's going to get you where you need to go if you follow the directions. Well, I put a GPS system on so that I could have an awesome stand-up special, and I was thrilled with it. Is there room for improvement? Of course there is. As always, you know, I'm critical of myself in that way, but I was really pleased. So cut to me saying, wow, this is a new way for me to work. I like this. Look what I did. It was less stressful. It was no less work, but it was less stressful. It was with ease and grace because I was clear about what I was doing. And I imagine if I did this in other areas of my life. And cut to me deciding to share these principles with others, you being one of them, Miss Harriet Gibbs. And I decided to rename it because I thought, well, you know, GPS is lovely, and that stands for Global Positioning System. But what if I made it mean what it really takes for you to be on a divine journey? And I think some of the principles that you need are gratitude, passion, and success. And so that's how the GPS journey began. That's how the GPS online workshop began. That's how you found me and decided to be one of my ladies on this powerful, we call ourselves the sisterhood of gratitude. And I'm so grateful for you that you said yes to be a part of this journey because you have been so important, such an important part of the group. You know, we formed a community. It's not even about me. I'm telling this story about how I started it, but it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with being around like-minded individuals who are on the path towards their best life ever. And this project that I started is just one of the ways that can get you there. It's about getting clear about your goals and about getting focused and working smarter, not harder. And I'll shut up and take a breath and let you ask another question.
Okay. So now I'm going to go a little backwards because, as you said, you know, you were on Living Color, and many people are familiar with your work because I love Sinclair and Obie. But I want to know, and I know many others wanted to know, if you have any upcoming TV projects that you may be working on, because people definitely say they miss seeing you on TV.
Well, yeah, I would love, listen, it's not been, okay, if you're used to seeing me on TV and you're used to seeing me in sitcoms, they just don't make as many sitcoms as they used to, so there's less work. However, I am going to be in an upcoming episode of Man and Wife, which is a new show on Bounce Network.
Tamla Mann.
Tamla and David Mann, yes.
Okay.
I'm super excited. I had a good time working with them. They are so cute together and so much fun. And so that episode airs pretty much any minute now. And believe me, I'm working my way towards being back on TV. I had a meeting yesterday with a network about possibly doing a talk show or a game show. So my name is definitely still out there. And I've also, you know, I still go on the road and do my stand-up. I still do my speaking. I'm also looking to create things behind the scenes as well. And I just sold a show that just got optioned by Wii TV. Actually, you're the first person I'm telling. Wii Television, they optioned 6 episodes. I would not be on the show. I'd be producing the show. And I won't talk about it yet until they make an official announcement. But So whether I'm on TV or around TV, I'm still around and still waiting for the next right opportunity. There's also a possibility of doing a show. I can't, you can't talk about these things until you're allowed to talk about things, but a mm-hmm. show that would be following a group of actresses and what we do when we're not working.
Okay, that should be interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, as you stated, I was a part of your group, GPS, and I absolutely loved it. We formed a great sisterhood within the group. I mean, and everyone was so very supportive of each other's, I think, projects. Everybody had their own projects going, and I think we all tried our best to support each other. So, I mean, I really loved being a part of GPS, and I'm so glad that you wanted to start a group like that. Now, I believe that you may have a group that's going to form again soon.
I do. You know, what happened during the course of this group is that I met a lovely gentleman that I'm now engaged to, and he is a wonderful holistic health coach. And he said, you know, can I, I'd like to join this project with you. I'd like to do some of the group calls, and he did. And I think we enjoy working together so much. He's got another perspective to offer. You know, I'm sort of the cheerleader of the group, and you can do it, and let's encourage each other. And he adds the, you know, the manifestation piece and the positive energy piece and how to really raise your energetic level. And so the answer is we're starting our next 6-week journey, actually April 27th. I love people to go to KIMCOLESGPS.com. That's Kim Coles GPS.com. Hopefully by the time this airs, is this live, Terry? I don't remember. Are we live?
This call is not live. This is a pre-record.
Oh, okay. So by the time people hear this, it will be live. By the time people
right.
go to the page, it will indeed, the page will be live. And I'm excited because we're going to do another 6-week journey. And this time, Reggie's going to also offer being able to work with him one-on-one. So you get unprecedented access to me, you know. And you can attest that, you know, I actually call you from my cell phone. You have access to my email address. We do one-on-one calls, and Reggie's going to also do his own separate one-on-one calls because he does the healing piece that's so wonderful, the intuitive healing. So we're taking it up to the next level, and I'm really excited because, you know, I always wanted a mate that I could work with, and although mm-hmm. he's not an actor, he won't be on any sitcoms with me, this is a great way for us to work together. So KimColesGPS.com. That's where to get all the information. The next class starts 4/27. And if someone is listening to this a week or so after, you'd still be able to join us because, we'd love to have you. We really would. And there's a private Facebook group, and, you know, you can attest to that, Miss Harriet. And what we also do is we support each other. If you have a project or a product or a book or something that you want us to share, you know, you want to share in the group, I encourage you and allow you to share it with the group. You know, one of the ladies is an agent for writers, and some of the other ladies wanted to know about writing. So I said, would you be willing to post some information? And she did. And, really, it's more than a networking group. It really is a sisterhood. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I wanted to create. It actually turned out even better than I thought it would. I'm really pleased.
Yes, it truly is a sisterhood. Yes, Kim is my friend, everybody.
Yes.
And I'm excited about that. So I know the next group is about to start, and let's see. I want to ask, some people want to know about trying to get into the show business aspect. What would be some of your tips for someone who is trying to pursue a career in TV or reality TV? What's some of your advice?
Yeah. It's funny you should ask that. I actually, what I was going to do before I did GPS is I was going to do something called the Real Real Academy. So that's coming soon. So tell people to go to realrealacademy.com in about 2 months. But, you know, it's
okay.
not an open it's a big question, but let me see if I can just give some real easy tips. Number one, be authentic. Be your authentic self. And as many people as we see that we hear about Hollywood and Hollywood's fake and this, that, and the other, the people who last the longest and last the best are the ones who are authentically who they are. You know, I'm not saying you can't get your hair done and get your nails done and be cute, but I'm saying be who you are and be all right with who you are first, because this industry will only bring out more insecurity. In other words, if you're trying to do this to be famous, if you think that being famous will solve your problems, it will not. It will only elevate and illuminate whatever's already inside of you, and you'll be doing it in the public eye. So do the work that you need to do on yourself, which I tell everyone anyway. You know, if there's some spiritual work that you need to do, some emotional work, some psychological work, do that work before even entering or as you're entering this world, and be very clear about who you are and be very authentic. And the next thing is you have to study the craft. So if you want to sing, singers sing, and they're, no matter how natural you are at it, you have to work your gift. You have to learn to save your gift. You should be out late at night drinking and smoking. You should be protecting your gift. If you're a comedian, you should be getting up and writing new jokes every week or every month or whatever works for you. You should be studying the masters. You should learn what this is. The more you know, the more you know. That really is helpful, and you know, just educate yourself so that when an opportunity comes your way, you can really decipher if it's really right for you or if it's really just, you know, something that somebody's making up. And, you know, keep your eyes open and keep your heart open and be willing to be honest with yourself. I try not to focus on the fact that it's a competitive business. I don't like to say that it's competitive. I say that there's a lot of talent out there, and you have to do something to stand out and stand out from the rest. And being you, being yourself, will likely be, believe it or not, will be the thing that helps you do that. So that's just some overview without me knowing specifically whether somebody wants to sing or they want to dance or they want to act. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, be authentic. Educate yourself, be honest with yourself, and dream. Dream big. Dream big.
I agree with the dream big, because who would ever thought I would be talking to Kim Cole?
Yeah.
So I can say dreams do come true, people, and you got to dream big.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, I mean, to know that you're an actress and you have had the Hollywood life or living a Hollywood life and you're still famous and you work with just some regular folk like me.
You know what, Harry? I don't see myself that way. I'm a girl from Brooklyn, and I don't come from a family of entertainers. I didn't, you know, by the time you saw me on In Living Color, I was already 28 years old. I wasn't some, you know, wild-eyed 16-year-old. Like, I was already a woman enough. You know, by the time you saw me on In Living Color, I was like 31, 32. And so I'm a girl from Brooklyn who, you know, figured out early on what my gift was. My gifts are love and laughter. And I would be sharing love and laughter no matter what I did for a living. So that's what you feel and what you connect with first. It so happens that I chose show business as my outlet to make it happen, and it's the thing that gave me a wide platform. But I still see myself as that girl. You know, I've had, you know, some wonderful experiences. I've had some challenges too. You know, I've told the story of me being on a red carpet with $27 in my pocket after I. And by the way, my career is rare in that I got noticed or famous, or I got on TV at the beginning of my career. I didn't struggle in the beginning. By the first 3 or 4 years, I was off and running. My struggle and challenge came in the middle. It came after I was already quote-unquote famous. I went broke after living single because I spent all my money. I shopped my money away because I was depressed that I was not on TV anymore. I've been on a red carpet with $27 in my pocket and having to smile and look good for the camera and pray that nobody would find out that I was, you know, almost about to lose my house and about to lose everything. And I went into a dark, dark depression and came out of it by expressing and understanding that I needed to be grateful for what was already working for me. So I'm grateful that you say to me, like, I can't believe I'm talking to Kim Coles, but I'm grateful that I get to talk to Harriet Gibbs right now, that I have, you know, made a life for myself and put an energy out there that you felt connected enough to say, I want to connect to you. So how about if I turn that around and say, I get to hang out with Harriet Gibbs right now? How about that?
How about I just start blushing right now?
See, it's not for everybody. You know, you have a gift too. You know, you shared your story with me, and you've shared your book with me, and you know the kind of work that you do. You are as much a star as I am. I think anyone is a star when they step up in their lives and live their lives out loud, and live their lives by sharing their particular gift. And I'm no less of a star than you, or I'm no more of a star than you or anybody else for that matter. So right back at you. How about that?
I just want everybody to know that, see, this is why I love Kim Coles. Now, I mean, that was just being authentic. And, I mean, talking to her is just like talking to your girlfriend that you've been talking to for 20 years or more. So Kim, thank you. Thank you for your journey, and thank you for your willingness to share. So do you have anything else that you'd like to share about the GPS program? Because time is just about winding down, but we have a few more minutes.
I'll just say once again, I would love for people to join the GPS project. It's 6 weeks. I've made it affordable. I've made it, you get a lot of juicy content. We're taking it to another level. You get a free copy of my book. You're going to get some sessions with Reggie, some one-on-one sessions with Reggie. I've revised it and made it a little fresher and a little newer. And you can also connect with me at kimcoles.tv. That's my website. And on Facebook at Real Kim Coles. And I'm excited for what's to come. You know, I feel like I'm better than ever. I'm always been a woman that told the truth about my age, 53 years old, and in an industry that really revels in women in particular being a certain age. I have a certain amount of wisdom and joy that I want to share with the world, and it's my season to share, and it's my honor that I get to do that right here, right now with you, and moving forward.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Kim. I was going to say, tell us how they can get in touch with you, but you've already done that part. But it has been a pleasure and an honor to have you on Wild Inspiration Radio. I hope your new group enjoys the program as much as I did, and we hope to have you again in the future. So, everyone, please remember that her group begins on April the 27th, and we will list all of her information on the Wild Inspiration Radio Facebook group so you can take a look. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you've enjoyed the show. Get in contact with us at Wild Inspiration. You can email me at wildinspirationradio@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at Wild Inspiration Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Radio to Inspire. To connect with me, you can find me on Facebook at Harriet Gibbs and follow me on Twitter at Harriet Gibbs. Remember to check your GPS daily and tune into your gratitude, your passions, and your success. As always, be inspired, and I will see you next month. And be on the lookout for Ms. Coles on the sitcom Man and Wife. Until next month, everyone, enjoy. Thank you again, Kim. It was a pleasure having you on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much, my dear. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll talk to you soon, Kim.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
One, 1212.